Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. The Somali president, Abdulla Yusuf, has announced he's resigning. Mr. Yusuf has come under increasing pressure since he tried to sack the Somali prime minister in a power struggle nearly 2 weeks ago. BBC's Africa editor Martin Plaut joins us now for more. Welcome back, Martin.
Hi, how are you, Adori?
So this was not an effective president to begin with. He's stepping down now. What does that mean for Somalia?
Well, you know, one can't be absolutely sure because Somali politics is so inscrutable. But essentially, I think what it means is that the transitional federal government, which has been in place for the last 4 years, has come to an end. I think, you know, it was never a very effective government. And, you know, I think with the prime minister having resigned, having the president having resigned, now the poor speaker of the parliament is sort of stepping in. You know, I think this is the end of the road, to be honest.
I mean, this is a country. It's lawless. There are a million refugees, violence is rife, and they've got a real problem with pirates.
No, this is absolutely true. I mean, all of those things. And I mean, the real suffering is with the Somali people. You know, at least a million, maybe a million and a half Somalis are just this side of starvation. I mean, they've had floods, they've had droughts, they've had wars, they've had everything you can imagine to be thrown at them. I mean, it is an absolutely appalling situation.
So who steps into that void, and what is the role of the international community?
Well, that is the $64,000 question, if people still use that phrase. You know, frankly, this was the last best hope. There have been at least 14 different attempts since 1991 to bring about a new government for Somalia. This was the last one. It took 2 years to be forged. It brought together all the factions in Somalia. They sat in expensive hotels in Kenya. And frankly, it was only when the Kenyans said, you know, either you decide now or you're not going to get anywhere. We're going to throw you out. We're going to stop paying you hotel bills. That in 2004, they finally came up with President Abdulla Yusuf. And, you know, this has now failed. And we now have a void. The United Nations says they're not going in. The African Union has a pathetically small number of forces there, about 1,800.
Well, Martin, let's talk about the void. And you describe Somali politics as inscrutable. That's possibly generous, since from my perspective, it seems non-existent. The question really is, since the famine and since sort of the al-Qaeda lawlessness has emerged in Somalia, the failure of the village structure and any sort of tribal structure in Somalia has meant it's almost impossible to regenerate any kind of civic life there. What do you think would work at the ground level?
Well, one thing that might work is if people stop trying to intervene in it. You know, the United States has pushed the most unsuccessful policies in the region for a long time. You know, they first went in February 2006. They backed something for the Alliance for the Restoration of Peace and Counterterrorism, which effectively operated a snatch squad system, trying to get some al-Qaeda members. They were paying apparently $1,500 a month. They then backed the transitional federal government against the Islamic courts. The Islamic courts were actually doing a fairly good job at that time. But, you know, and this policy has now just fallen to bits in their hands. The only thing the United States has actually done is put forces in Djibouti and occasionally used, helicopter gunships, special forces, A-130s to hit people that they thought were al-Qaeda.
So clearly none of those things have been effective. And the question for 2009 is going to be, what will work? Martin Plaut, thank you as always.
It's a pleasure.
Martin Plaut is BBC's Africa editor, and he was reporting to us from London.